your face before, my friend. But I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. See, you couldn't wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
Carry me to love. So good.
So good.
Love. That, I mean, Christopher Cross, Phil Collins, DJ Flo tuned in just as Christopher Cross was coming onto the scene.
It's perfect stuff right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had I Don't Care Anymore there by Phil Collins from Hello, I Must Be Going. Came out in 1982, his second album. Mm. And we also had In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins from his first album, Face Value. Actually, the first track on the first album he ever released.
One.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's also kind of quintessential Miami Vice.
That's too. So good. Yes, that was, and In the Air Tonight was from. So we had two from Phil Collins and two from Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
The two Phil Collins songs are from separate albums: his first album and his second album, Face Value and Hello, I Must Be Going. Mm-hmm. And then we had Christopher Cross off his debut album, Christopher Cross, 1979, Captain Grammy. I mean, he won more Grammys than anyone had ever won on a single album.
Kind of wild.
And then he just kind of went away. But he was amazing. And Ride Like the Wind, he wrote, if you watch, there's a documentary on HBO Max. I watched it with DJ Pop-Ups a while ago when I was staying with him. And Christopher Cross was telling the story about how he wrote that song. He was in a car driving through Texas. I feel like it was on the way to Austin. Or
I remember you telling
Houston
this
to San Antonio.
Yeah.
But he was on acid in the back seat. He was completely high as a kite, and he started writing the lyrics to Ride Like the Wind. So, yeah, he wrote that completely out of his off his face.
Which is
on
so
acid.
Jeez.
And LSD. Yeah, Ride Like the Wind. And then we had Sailing, you know, just amazing. And it's what's also amazing is that was his debut album. It won so many Grammys. He was, like, sitting on top of the world, and he buried those two songs on side B. I mean, it was crazy. None of the hits show up until the sixth or seventh song on the album, and you've got to go to the second side to get to them. And it would just, he still cut through. It's amazing. You're listening to ES Beats. I am DJ ESB, joined in the studio, usually and today, fantastically, by DJ Original Brew.
It's really cold in here, though.
Well, it's because there's no window right there.
Oh, that was in it.
But yeah, it gets chilly in here.
And
we're playing all vinyl, all artists with the letter C out of our own personal collection.
Yes.
And we hope you're enjoying it. It does mean that you're going to get some artists that repeat because if I like something, if we like something, we have a few of them.
Yeah, but so far I've liked the repeat, so it's working for me.
I'm actually going to see if I can do S without playing Springsteen. That might be tough.
How is that?
We have an entire drawer of Springsteen. So,
you've already done a Springsteen show, though.
Exactly. But we might have to bring one in. But that's a long way away. We're still on C.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we've got quite a bit of alphabet first. So.
This is Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission in the heart of San Francisco.
And speaking of Radio Valencia, lots of great shows. And, obviously before us, we have... they're new. I mean, what are they? Maybe 2 months? No.
Not even.
I think
they've done like six shows, I think.
Yeah.
Freaks to the Front.
Freaks to the Front. They're great. And then our dear friend DJ Sully, Sufficient Grounds, on Sunday, tomorrow. He's 10 to 12. A great way to start your Sunday if you're kind of, doing stuff around the house. He's got a great bunch of eclectic tunes. There's a great lineup. You can find it all on RadioValencia.fm. And if you want to do your own show, guess what? You can. We have spots.
Yeah, just email station@RadioValencia.fm. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you're thinking about. There's openings, trust me. But we are getting a lot of new shows. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, go to the homepage, and you can see a full lineup of shows. Don't forget the back-to-back wonderful Sunday afternoon of Curated Catastrophe and Cheap Hooch.
Yep. Afternoon, evening.
Let's get back to some music.
Let's do it.
All right. So we've had a lot of Phil.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with Phil, but it's a different Phil.
Oh.
This is Phil Cook.
Oh. Toodles. Thank you.
makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussle through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel and fucked up to get back. Spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Woohoo!
How you doing over there?
I'm doing well.
I love him. So I went to go see him without knowing I was going to see him. Let me turn this off. So he used to be the piano player, the keyboardist, the organist for his Golden Messenger. And I went to go see his Golden Messenger. I've seen him many, many times. I love that band.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, you know, phenomenal. We own all of his stuff on vinyl, actually. I think we've got like six of his albums. But I keep saying his. It's a band. But his Golden Messenger, the keyboardist is a guy called Phil Cook. He's no longer with the band. He went off and he still records his own music, mostly instrumental, actually, all on piano and keyboard. Really, really good stuff, organist.
Yeah.
But that was his first album. It was called Southland Mission, and I really could have played any song off the album. It's a really, really good album, and not enough people know about it. So if you get a chance, whatever you stream your music on, go find it. Phil Cook, and the album is called Southland Mission. And we're in the mission, so it felt appropriate. And I played a couple of songs off that album. The first one was at the top of the set. And the thing that's cool about it is it was called Ain't It Sweet. And when I went to go see his Golden Messenger, I like to go early because you never know what you're going to discover with the opener. And this guy came out, Phil Cook. I'd never heard of him. And I didn't realize that Phil Cook was the keyboardist in the band. So he came out and did hit this album basically in its entirety for 45 minutes, which was a real treat. And then he stayed on stage. He didn't leave. And then the rest of the band came out and they played. It was amazing. It really was really cool. So, Ain't It Sweet by Phil Cook kicked things off from Southland Mission. Then we had Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers, one of my favorites. That's how I discovered Tyler Childers. And now DJ Adame is a huge fan. We actually got to see him together this summer in Oregon. There's a lot of beeping going on next to your microphone over there. Maybe you should put it on silent.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you could hear it through the phone.
Yeah. And then, but the thing that's cool about that album is produced by Sturgill Simpson. And they're big fans of each other,
which is super cool.
And when we went to go see the show up in, it was a 2-day festival, a country music festival in Oregon.
In Bend?
Bend, yeah. Mm-hmm. DJ Adame and I. And Sturgill Simpson was, I think he was the first night, and then Tyler Childers was the second night, or maybe it was the other way around, but it was amazing. They were both the headliners, so one headlined Friday and one headlined Saturday. And then we had Anybody Else. That was the last song you heard there by Phil Cook. And we've been listening to all vinyl today. You can probably tell by all the crackling. And
not all of them crackle, just a few of them.
Yeah, and then all artists with the letter C. And I made a mistake. So one of the albums I brought down here is a double album. I was going to play so much off it. But it doesn't really work because the album is called, it's the best of Chess Blues. So it's Chess Blues. So, you know, all the people that were on the Chess label, whether it's Howling Wolf, you know, Smokestack Lightning, all
that's
that kind
of
stuff.
That's one of Gene Zokel's favorites, Howling Wolf.
But I can't, because it's in C in our,
oh.
I have it in the C section at home.
Mm-hmm.
C-section. But none of the artists begin with the letter C, so it doesn't really work. So I'm actually not going to play it, and we'll save that for when Howling Wolf, all that kind of stuff, when we get to that section. So, but what I do have, what I've been playing, waiting to play, and not everyone's into this, but I got to play it because it's one of my favorite albums to put on at home. Usually when I'm in the kitchen, usually when you're not there, if I'm cooking or something, or you and Quincy Cunard are in the front room or whatever, it's John Coltrane. I love Supreme. I'm just going to play one track of it because I realize it's jazz, and one of the tracks is like 17 minutes long. We're not going to play that one. We're going to play the shortest one on there, which is 7 minutes long.
Okay.
It's called Redemption. It's wonderful. Well, I love it, and I'm playing it for you now. And then we'll get back to some more upbeat poppy stuff. But this is John Coltrane, and I would be remiss if I didn't play him during the C-section of the radio show today.
Toodles.
Del de
81.
Yes, señor.
Gangsta, 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 gangsta.
Relationships ain't a democracy. I'm good if you just stay on top of me. It ain't no mystery who's in control. You're sitting pretty, I'm replaceable. When we're out and having dinner, you get all your drinks for free. I can see who sent them over. It ain't compliments of me. I can hear them, they're talking. I stay in my own lane. I can't blame them though, 'cause everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you, pressing you, pressing you. It's usually freezing when I act this way, but it's cuffing season in the month of May. They let you in, but I just stay in line. A consequence of being way too fine.
Even there. decision. Let's book a shopping trip. Or maybe I could charter a jet. And I don't give a shit if I never get out of debt. I say you'll be my girl, and I promise you I'll handle with care. I took you to the jeweler, don't you pick a ring. I took you to the dealer, don't you pick a range. I took you to the parlor, spend $100 on a tattoo with your name and your face. And when all of the cash out, credit card maxed out, I'ma sell the house, baby, you're the real estate. See, I don't even stress for a sec, cause your loving is the best if I just make a bad decision.
So good. There was a lot of dancing, y'all. I know you can't see it because this is radio, but there was a lot of dancing happening here in the studio by a certain someone who is Mr. ES Beats.
I just love them so much. If you've never heard Chromeo before, that was a masterclass in learning about Chromeo right there. Yeah. I mean, they're just so good. They're so fun.
They're so fun.
So I discovered them with that song Mama's Boy, which is hilarious if you listen to the lyrics. That's why I always equate them to Daft Punk meets Flight of the Conchords, because their lyrics are so funny.
Yeah.
That song you just heard was Bad Decisions, off Head Over Heels. We also had, let me see here. I was so into the song, I didn't even type it in. So let me just... Talk amongst yourselves, everyone. Let me plug it in there so you got it.
Isn't the album cover him in heels?
Both of them. Yeah, both of them.
Which is great. It's awesome.
Canada's own Chromeo, by the way. They're both from Canada.
That's right.
They are funky as all get out. They're amazing live. If you get a chance, trust me, you won't be disappointed. Just bring earplugs because they turn everything up to 11. It is loud, like really loud. It's one of the loudest shows I've ever been to. Every time I see them, it is loud. But I've seen them. I saw them with Roman and Tom and Chris Sikanolfi. I've seen them with so many people, and I've seen them at all different places too. And every time I see them, they do not disappoint. Just fantastic live. So we had we kicked things off with Resolution by John Coltrane off his phenomenal 1965 album, A Love Supreme. Mm-hmm. Then we went right into Chromeo. We had the intro and Tenderoni from their debut album, Fancy Footwork, came out in 2008. And then we had Juice off their 2018 album, 10 Years Later, Head Over Heels, which is actually my favorite album by them. If you're looking to learn about Chromeo, if you like what you heard, go check out Head Over Heels. That's the album that's the. I mean, they're all good, but that's their best album.
Yeah.
Then we had Mama's Boy, also from Fancy Folk, and that is how I discovered them. And then Bad Decisions, which is also from Head Over Heels, 2018. I think we've got time for maybe two songs. No, we've just got time for one.
I think one,
Time for one. Mm-hmm. And it feels fitting that we end with this one.
Okay.
Because we've been doing C.
Yeah.
And can't wait to... We may be back in the studio next Saturday. It's going to be touch and go. I'm actually going to be in Austin. And I fly back Saturday morning.
Yeah.
For work, I fly back early. I think I land before noon, so we could make it. I just need to pull the records out first.
I have a brunch.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't want to miss D because D is going to have Depeche Mode in there. But we'll see what we can do.
No, you can't do D without me.
But I might have enough D to do. I might have double D, baby. Double D. You can't get enough of my D. I mean,
okay, but yeah,
DJ can. Original Brew can't get enough of the D.
Yeah.
So we might do two shows of the D.
But yeah, you can't do it without me. So.
Toodles, everyone. We'll see you either next week or the week after. But I think I'll make it in.
We'll see. Toodles.